There are about 20,000 youth who age out of the foster care system, and typically that happens around 18. And what I mean by aging out is that it's sort of used interchangeably with emancipation, that they're emancipated from the foster care system into an independent adult status, meaning that they're cut off from the state government and resources and support that they provide. And so many of them are just sort of forced into adulthood without the supports and resources that many youth who are 18 benefit from. And so part of the national movement has been recognizing some of this disparities in outcomes for youth in foster care beyond the age of 18, and recognizing that youth who age out of the foster care system are most susceptible to homelessness, most susceptible to high rates of incarceration, most susceptible to abuse of drugs. So that there's sort of overlap in all of these populations who we sort of deem at risk, who are, I like to say underserved versus at risk. But there's just a lot of overlap. I also do work around youth who've been impacted by the justice system and what their educational experiences and outcomes are. And so many of them have been impacted by foster care. So it requires more attention to these structures and these policies that exacerbate these inequities across so many dimensions of life. So we should have a sense of responsibility in helping meet some of those needs. And so some states have passed legislation allowing youth in foster care to receive funding to the age of 21, in some states even beyond that. And many of them are provided with additional assistance as it relates to housing and transitioning into adulthood, independent living, coaches and resources that help make the transition into adulthood a bit more smooth.